Is it Daf Tes Zion? So we got six lines down. The Gemara quotes Gufa. We discussed yesterday using different types of kalim, which types of kalim are makabel tuma and no good for schach, which kalim are not really kalim and therefore not makabel tuma and are usable for schach. So Gemara now says Gufa Amar Rabbi Ami Abar Tivumit Schach Bevlai Kalim Psula. If you use some worn out cloths, those are possible. My Bali Kalim, what exactly is that? Amar Bai Matlanios Shein Bem Shalosh Al Shalosh. If it has a size of a cloth that's not 3x3 finger widths long and wide, which means it's so small, it's not fit for poor people, not fit for wealthy people. It's simply useless. In the end of the day, it's still possible. Why is it possible? Because since it came from a keli, since it started off and originated from that which was makabel tumah, even though currently it's not, that's already still possible for the sukkah. So Gemara says further, Tanu Kavasi, the Rabbi Ami Bar Tuvumi, a brice that supports this. A machatzelus shasheif of a shogemi, some type of mat of different materials. Shiraha, if it's left over, it was worn out and it's not fully usable as a mat now, but it once was a mat. Ava pisha nifrasu michishira. Now, even though it's lower than the shear that's usable, a mesachim ben, you cannot use it because since it came from a machatzelus, it came from a mat or a kli that was once usable, once makabel tumah, even now it has a chaloshem psul of the sukkah. Gemara says further, a mesachin behen, you can't use it. Machatzelus hakanim, if it's made of reeds, so it depends on the size. If it's gedola mesachin ba, kitana a mesachin ba, depends on the size. Who cares if it's big, it's good. If it's small, it's no good. What's the difference? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, gedola mesachin ba, if it's a large mat made of reeds, delav kli, that's not a kli. Why is it not a kli? Because if you made a long mat, no one sleeps on a mat like that. It's huge. It's, I don't know, 20 by 20 feet long and wide. That was certainly made to make as a schach, as a cover. That's acceptable. But when it was made katana, so the understanding of a small mat of reeds, that was made as some type of mat to lie down on, and that's a kli, that would be ein misachin ba. Comes along the Gemara and quotes the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af he mekabels tuma vein misachin ba. Even a large one is considered mekabel tuma because Rashi says Af he mekabels tuma kesaver stama l'shchiva v'klihu. Even though it's very large, even a large mat apparently it was made for the purpose of lying down on. That's considered a kli and that's a pasul as well. So Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama argue that whether or not a gedola is a kasher l'sukkah or not. But either way, the Brisa clearly states that if it's smaller than a shear that's usable, it's still possible because it originated from that which was a kli, and therefore it is possible. So Gemara now quotes from the yesterday's Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Chotit Gdish. If a person carved out from a haystack, and turns out he ended up making schach, he worked out from the bottom to the top, and there was schach on top in the end, that was possible. So Gemara comes along and qualifies as this psul. Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela she'ein sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. This is only true, it's only possible if originally there was not an airspace, a little cavity of a tefach high and seven tefachim long, that's when it's possible. It didn't have that. Aval, we'll see Rashi to explain in just a second. Aval, yesh sham chalal tefach. If initially, before I approached this haystack, and it originally has somehow it was made in a way where there was a cavity, a tefach airspace that went for seven tefachim long, yesh sham chalal tefach, b'meshach shiva, harei sukkah. That's sukkah. Why? Because it already had a chaloshem schach to start with. I just made the schach or the cavity larger, but the schach already existed. If it was fully filled in and there's no schach to speak and there's no cavity, and I made it starting from the bottom to the top, I made a schach in an indirect way, that's tasev lo min asev. But if it was originally made somehow, the haystack was put together with an airspace of a tevach high that already has a chaloshem ohel, a chaloshem schach, and all I did was just make it larger, that would be acceptable. That's the qualification of Rav Huna.
Even though it's an accident, meaning let's say they put down the...
Yeah. Yeah, however, good question. Where they did it on purpose, I'm not sure. They don't say this. It's a good question. If it just happened to be that way,
right,
where Lechori needs a shame sale of some sort, so you probably need that. Yeah, I don't think Rashi comments on that. Let's look at Rashi together. Rashi says, Ela she'ein sham chalal tefach, gove b'meshach aruch v'rochav shiva tefachim, doesn't have the height or the length, kishir sukkah, v'charkach hegdish kol gdish kol also chal, then you carved out the chal from that gdish. The achshav nasa shem schach me'elav. Now you've made it somehow indirectly. V'lohaya olav shem schach mitchi. That was when it's possible. Aval im yesham, Rashi says, chal tevach ohel hu. That's already ohel. Nimsa shem schach al oso gedish. So he doesn't say that there was a kavana, but maybe you're right. Maybe there has to be some type of kavana that was done intentionally. So So Gemara now proves this point further from Stier and Brises. The Brises says, Tanya, Nami Hochi. The Brises says the same thing. Hachotet Begadish Lasses Lo Sukkah. A person carves out a cavity within a haystack to make a sukkah. Harais a sukkah. We said it the other day, that's not a sukkah. So is carving out a haystack a good sukkah or not a good sukkah? It's a stira. Elalav shmamina kedav huna shmamina. Must be like he's saying, it depends. If there's a chalal tefach initially, then it would be a good sukkah. And there isn't a chalal tefach, then it's not a good sukkah. And some present this discussion a little bit differently. Ika de ramila mirma. Others started off as a question to Nan. The Mishnah says, hachotit begedish lasas lo sukkah in a sukkah. So Amar Rav Huna, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan b'she'esh sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. Kan b'she'ein sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. So the same exact thing, just a slightly different presentation, but it's the same basic idea. Okay. So now the new Mishnah tells us. Hamishal shel defanos. A person who's lowering down walls. Well, the way Rashi explains this is, if a person is weaving a wall, he starts weaving a wall from the top. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hamishal shel, kol milamala limata kar shilshel. Whenever you're lowering something down, it's called shilshel. Milamala limata, from top to bottom, which means, shehischil le'erog hamachitza eitzaschach ve'orig. You begin weaving a wall on the top, the ba clapping out, and you start coming down. Now, this there's an interesting discussion. The Ramah writes, even though Rashi says that you start in the mechitza towards the schach, doesn't mean that the schach was there already. Because the Ramah writes, you have to actually build the walls before you build the schach. You can't build the schach and put the walls underneath. What it means is you're weaving the walls near where the schach is going to go, and you slowly weave lower down towards the floor. So again, Hamashalsha says the Mishnah, Hamashalsha defanos milamala limata, from top to bottom. Im gavo min ha'aretz shlosha tvachim. If the wall is three tvachim above the ground, there's a three tvachim space or more, that's psula. That is no good as a wall. Why not? Rashi says, shlosha tvachim psula, the hainu kadeshi is takir hagadi, bebas risho, bebas rosh damrin psula. That the kid goat could, it could stick its head in the wall, so then the din would be that it's no good. If it's lower down within three tvachim, then the din would be that it is acceptable. So the Mishnah says further now, if you're starting from the bottom, and you're working your way up, then the din would be im gavoa asar tvachim kshera. If it's 10 tvachim high, that's acceptable. So again, the difference is if you start from the top to the bottom, if it's 3 tvachim of space, it's no good. But if it comes to the ground, that is acceptable. But from the bottom to the top, you need to have at least 10 tvachim. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says further now, Rabbi Yossi says no, he argues in the Mishnah. While the Mishnah on the Tanakhama says you are allowed to have at least a little bit less than 3 tvachim of space, that's the shear. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shelamata Limala Asara Tvachim Kach Milamala Limata Asara Tvachim. He holds that just like when you start from the bottom and you begin to weave up, you need at least 10 tvachim, so too when you're starting from the top and you go down to the bottom, you could allow for 10 tvachim of space. You could have what's called a mechita tluya, a hanging mechita. That's acceptable for Rabbi Yossi. So for the Tanakhama, 3 tvachim of space is what's tolerable. According to Rabbi Yossi, you allow even 10 tvachim of space. That's called mechita tluya. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes here. Yeah. So Rashi says here in the bottom, if you take a look, the last Rashi in the Mishnah here says, Kach milamala lamata, says Rashi, Dayo barigas asara, that's enough as you make 10 tvachim, vafilu gvoa harbe minaretz ksheira, even if it's 10 tvachim above the ground, it's acceptable for Rabbi Yossi, kesavar mechitza tluya asara materes, that mechitza is hanging, that's acceptable. So what comes out from this machlokus in the Mishnah, do you allow for mechitza tluya, or do you not allow for the mechitza tluya? Tanakhama says it doesn't work, Rabbi Yossi says a mechitza tluya does work. So Gemara says, that's exactly what the Gemara says. What's the machlokas here? Mar savar mechita tluya materis, umar savar mechita tluya eino materis. That's the machlokas. Can a hanging wall be acceptable for a sukkah, or cannot be acceptable for a sukkah? So Gemara now says, San Hasan, we have a Mishnah, a similar Mishnah, which we're going to compare and contrast in just a second. The Mishnah Maseches Erevin. We have a machlokas where the mechita tluya works by Erevin or not. So what does the Mishnah tell us? A bor shebein shtei chatzeros. So let's say you have a well or a pit of water that's in between two different chatzeros. Ein mimalin mimena b'Shabbos. You can't fill it up on Shabbos. Ela imkeinu osala mechitza. You have to make a mechitza asar tvachim around the well. And where is that wall built? Bein milamala, whether or not that wall is high up above the water. Bein milamata, whether that wall is built somehow deep within the well itself, but it's around the water. Bein betoch ogno, bein milmal means higher up, a hanging one, whether it's low down to the floor, or even bein betoch ogno, even within the well, those are all acceptable walls. As long as there's 10 tefachim somehow around the water, that's good enough. And there's a special kula here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, bein betoch ogno, Rashi says, kolomer bein milamala rachok min amayim, even if it's really high up, away from the water. Ubilvad shetei besoch ogan shabur, has to be at least within the path of the well. So the well ends here. As long as I build a wall that's within the space, even though it's high up, but it has to be within the space of the well. The muchacha milsa de beshvil ogan hamayim nasas. It's clear that this wall was made not for the chatzeros, but the wall was made for the water in the well. Umefarshin on time of the Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin explains shemechitza tluya materis b'mayim. A hanging wall allows one to draw water. This is a special leniency that's only applied to water. So a wall that's going to divide between two different courtyards, and it happens to go over the well. Not for the well, but the wall happens to go over the well to benefit the adjacent chateros. That will not work. The ein mechitza tluya mataris b'mayim el hanasis b'shvil latir milui hamayim. Meaning the only time mechitza tluya works if it's for the water. If it's for something else, hilchos erivin, it will not work. For chatzeres, it won't work. So that's the Tanakhama. The Gemara quotes further, the last line of the Amud here. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, he quotes going on to Amud Beis now, that Beis Shammai Omrim milamala. Beis Shammai agrees that you're allowed to do this from the hanging up. And mechitza tluya works for mayim. Beis Hillel Omer Milamata, he argues, and Mechitza Betulia doesn't even work for water, it never works for anything in Hilchos Erevin. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo te Mechitza Gdol min Akosa Shebeinam. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mechitza Tluya not only works for the water, but the Mechitza Tluya even works between Chatzeros, it works. He says, don't let the wall, the Mechitza of the boar, be any better than a regular Mechitza between two different Chatzeros, meaning Mechitza Tluya works by a Maim and even by Chatzeros. Look how Rashi says this. Rashi says two lines down from the top, Minakoso Shebeinayim. Also, Hanases Lechutz, Beina Chatzeros, that wall that's made between two different chatzeros, v'tluya apnei piabor, and it's hanging over the boar, happens to hang over the boar. The din is ava pishlo nases b'shvil hamayim. Even though the intention wasn't for the water itself, the kasavar mechitza tluya materis b'chatzeros. It works even for chatzeros, afilu kol tiltu. So we see just like this machlokes of a mechitza tluya by sukkah, there's also machlokes by erevin. So now the Gemara is going to try to equate these two halachas. So Gemara says three lines down now. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amra, the Amar mechitza tluya materis. So Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Erevin says like Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah here at Maseches Sukkah. They say the same exact thing, a mechitza tluya shema mechitza. So Gemara says, no, not true. Lohi. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lak Rabbi Yosi, lo Rabbi Yosi savor lak Rabbi Yehuda. They're two independent discussions, and you cannot compare the two. Lo Rabbi Yehuda is by the Erevin case. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savor lak Rabbi Yosi. He does not agree by sukkah that it will work. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela be'eruvi chatzeres b'dirabanam. He allows mechitza tluya to work by Erevin because Erev chatzeres is a whole concept. The whole institution is only a din d'rabanan, so there's room to be mekel. Aval hacha here, sukkah deraisa lo, but here we're talking about sukkah mid deraisa, and therefore at deraisa levels, we will not allow a mechitza tluya to work. And the flip side, v'lo Rabbi Yosi savor lak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi agrees it works by, he says it works by sukkah, but does not say it works by Erevin. Why not? Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yosi hacha, el besukkah demitzis ase. The reason why he allows a mechitza tluya to work by sukkah, because it's a mitzis ase, it's a positive commandment. About Shabbos the Isser Skila, where there's a law, and not only just a law, but it's a law of an Isser Skila to allow a Kula Mechita Tulia Lo, that he would not go so far. That even though we're not talking about an Isser Skila Deraisa, Rashi points out, Rashi says about Shabbos the Isser Skila, Bimelechas Deraisa, Machmirin Afilu Bimidei Derabon de Ispe. So even though this application of Erech Hatzeros would be at worst an Isser Mederabon of carrying, but since it's in the category of Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, so for that reason the din would be that he's Machmir not to allow Mechitza Tluya. So there are two different worlds, the world of a Sukkah and the world of Shabbos, that two don't meet. So Gemara then says, "Im Tomer, if you're going to tell me Ma'isa Shenasa B'Tzipari Al Pi Minasa, there's once a situation that took place in Tzipari, and Rabbi Yossi Rashi points out was the Rosh Hashiva of Tzipari, and there they allowed it to take place on Shabbos. Say Rabbi Yossi, who says Mechita Tliya works by Sukkah, but there's a Ma'isa in Tzipari on Shabbos where it worked as well. Mechita Tliya, was he not the one giving the Psak Halacha? So he does equate the Halachas of Mechita of Sukkah to that of Mechita of Erevin." And Gemara says, "Lo." It says, no, lo alpi Rabbi Yossi, ela alpi Rabbi Yishmael bi Rabbi Yossi. It was after he was nifter ready, his son Rabbi Yishmael took over, and Rabbi Yishmael apparently passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he allowed for it. But in the time, the lifetime of Rabbi Yossi, this never would have happened. So my ma'isa, what exactly was the ma'isa that took place in Tzipori? The chiasa Rav Divi, when Rav Divi came back from Tzipori, he returned to Babel, he reported the following ma'isa that took place. Amar, he said, pa machas, one time. Shachachu v'lo hiviu Sefer Torah me'erev Shabbos. They forgot to bring the Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. They used to keep it someplace. Rashi says, just like we keep our Sefer Torah in a safe, though they also has to leave it. Rashi says, she'u darken latznia Sefer Torah bebatim mipnei anachim. They kept them in the people's houses because the goyim would steal them, damage them. Ve'osa bayish enich l'tochaya bebeis echad shebechatzer beis haknesses. It was in the same courtyard, but they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. So now there's no Erev there. So how do you get the Sefer Torah from the house to the shul? So what happened? He explained. The macha the next day, pirsu sadinim agabe hamudim. They took a cloth and they spread it over some pillars and they created walls. Viviu sefer Torah v'karbo. And they read the Sefer Torah. They're able to bring the Sefer Torah. They created walls on Shabbos. They created an erev on Shabbos, and that way they're able to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul. So Gemara says pirsu. They hung up some curtains and between the house and the Beis Knesses. So now they built the mechitza. And they built, it was a hanging mechitza, it was a mechitza metulia. And they, after building that on Shabbos, then they're able to bring the Sefer Torah from the house to the shul. So the obvious question is, Pirsu Sakadaitach, you thought they spread out the sheets on Shabbos? Prusin Meichan Havin B'Shabbos. How did you get the sheets from the house to the pillars in the first place? Yet you didn't have an Erev. That made Erev, but before you put the Erev up, how could you bring the sheets from the different houses? So that can't be the case. Others say the problem wasn't that, wasn't the question of carrying, it was a question of how do you build a mechitza on Shabbos? That's building an ohel. So the machlok is to be shown what exactly the problem was. So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't that they built it, or it wasn't that they schlepped they brought the sheets on Shabbos. Ela matzu sadinim prusin agav hamudim. They say they realized that there were sheets hanging from before Shabbos that were usable for mechitzas, and then they chopped. Now we actually have an erev here with mechitzas ve'aviu sefer Torah v'karbo. So with that, apparently that case was where the sheets were above the floor. They were mechitza tliyos, and yet they allowed this in Tzipori. And the Gemara says that was not in the lifetime of Rabbi Yossi. That was in the lifetime of his son Rabbi Shmuel bi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eger points out something interesting here. He says, wait a second. We could prove from here, according to those who understand the Isser here of carrying, right? It's a chatzir right now. So the bring the Sefer Torah from the house to the Beis Knesses, at worst, would be a shvus, an Isser of a hotzah in an area that's not without an Erev. So he says, maybe the halacha should be, for Tzorach Rabim, you should be able to bring the Sefer Torah, the Tzorach Rabim, in order and violate Isser Shvus, the Tzorach Rabim. The fact that the Gemara does not allow for that must be that you cannot violate a Shvus even for the Tzorach of the Rabim. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger proves from this Gemara. But then he says, not true. Maybe this is not a Raya. Because maybe the other Eitzah could have been, the people from the shul could have went to the people's house, and that's a way of avoiding it. If it was somehow impossible to do that, then the reverse of the case, maybe it would be a Raya, but this particular case cannot serve as a Raya. Now, the Aruch HaNer here in the Daf asks the following question. There's a Rashba that says, although in general we don't like to give our children anything usher to do or to eat, but if it comes to an Isser Midirabanan, you're allowed to give your children something usher Midirabanan. That's the Shita of the Rashba. So it asks the Aruch HaNer, according to this Rashba, why didn't we say, let the children schlep the sheets? They couldn't carry the Sefer Torah, L'char, that's too heavy for them. But let them at least bring the sheets, and then make the sheets that way, because that won't be an Isser, it's only Isser Midirabanan, so why not let the children do this? So the Aruch HaNer says, it must be, we assume that the Isser here wasn't bringing the sheets, the Isser was building the sheets, and building an ohel would be an Isser deraisa. So children cannot do an Isser deraisa, they can only do an Isser midirabanan according to the Shita of the Rashba. Okay, let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara says, around 10 lines from the bottom here, Amr of Chista. Amr Avimi, Machatzelas Arba Umashu Materis Besukkah. So you have a Machatzelas that's 4 and a little bit Tvachim high, 4.1 Tvachim, let's say. It's Materis Besukkah. It works for the Sukkah, Mishim Dofen, because of the wall. So what does that mean? Hechi Abed, how exactly are you situating this small wall? Talile be'emsa, you place it in the middle of the height of a wall. Pachas mishlosh lamata, within three tvachim of the ground. Upachas mishlosh lamala, within three tvachim of the schach. V'chol pachas mishlosh kelavad damai, as we know, anything within three tvachim you apply lavad, and therefore that's a good wall. You have your seven tvachim height. It's three tvachim to the ground, three tvachim to the ceiling. So now you have seven tvachim. So you have more than seven tvachim. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course, is obvious. So we all know. We already learned Maseches Sukkah, and we learned Maseches Erevin. Everybody knows lavad. What's the chiddush here? Gemara says, Mal, the same, and what would you have thought? Maybe Cha lavad amrinan, Tre lavad lo amrinan, Kamashmalan. Maybe one would have thought lavad only works in one direction, not in two directions. Kamashmalan, you could use lavad even in two directions. Now the Rav Yah takes it one step further. He says, but three lavads actually does not work. What would three lavads be? So we're going to see in just a moment. We're talking about the height right now, lavad. But there's also lavad to the width, to the side. So let's say you had it where it's a four tvachim height. You need lavad here, lavad there, and you need lavad also to the side. That would not work according to Rav Yah. Only two lavads work, not three lavads per wall.
Meaning, if the stuff will be separated from the wall.
It's only four tvachim wide. Let's say also. You need the seven tvachim this way, so that, but the height of a wall needs to be 10 tvachim, not 7. Height is 10 tvachim, that's where you need 4, 3, 3, and the width you need 4 and 3, so to apply lavad in all three directions, that he says would not work, only 2, 2 is the limit. So then the Gemara asks the question, Meisive, Machatzelas, Shiva, Mashu, Materis, Besuka, Mishim, Dolphin. The Gemara says, you need a Machatzelas 7.1 tvachim, and then you can use 3 tvachim in between. That works, but the Gemara does not allow you to do 4 tvachim. So, and 3 and 3, why not? So Gemara says, the Brisa that says you need 7 tvachim at least, kitanya hi besukah gedola. Talking about a large sukkah where you're not able to apply lavad both in the top and the bottom. It was more than 10 tvachim high. It's 20 tvachim high. You can't apply 3 tvachim at both ends. So therefore you need 7 tvachim, and then you could have a lavad only on one of the ends. So my kamashlam, what do you learn from here? The mishalshin defaros milamala lemata krebiosi. The assumption here is that you put the 7 tvachim high up to the schach, within 3 tvachim of the schach, that's your 10 tvachim. And even though there's a big gap beneath the wall and the ground, that's okay because this b'raisa assumes, like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to have a mechitza tliya for the purposes of a sukkah. Fish?
I don't understand. What is it? Sukkah gedola, it doesn't take, meaning it doesn't take.
You can't have lavad in both ends. Imagine I have this by 4 tvachim. Let's say this is 4 tvachim. So I can't do lavad here and there. It's too big. There's not enough space to do lavad both in the bottom and the top. If I put it close to the top, it's 10 tvachim from the bottom here. If I put it close to the bottom, it's 10 tvachim from the top.
So we're talking that the 4 tvachim of the wall always remains 4 tvachim.
No, this case, the Gemara says it has to be 7 tvachim.
Right, that's okay. But
because you don't have lavad in both ends, yeah. So we look at Rashi. Because Rashi says, make it clear. Rashi writes, Masuka Gedola. Says Rashi in the bottom here, Gvoa Harbe, it's very, very high. She'en yocha lomar ba shnei levudim. You can't apply lavad from both ends, the top and the bottom. Hilkach bay machatzelas shiva masha. Therefore, in this case, we don't allow for 4 tvachim, you need 7 tvachim high of the machatzelas. Umamida bepachas mishloshe samach l'schach, and you place it within 3 tvachim to the schach, the havile mechita asar. Now it's considered total 10 tvachim. Vesilo ich baslan im tluyahi, and we don't mind that's hanging from the bottom, or away from the bottom, but kamash blan di mishalshan milamala lamata, krabiosi, that we allow for a mechita tluyah. Now the Gemara finished off the last 5 lines of the Amud here. Now we're going to talk about lavad from the sides now. Not from the top and the bottom, but from the sides. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Pas arba umashu. If you have a machazel, it's not that a height, but now we're talking about the width. The width is 4 plus tvachim wide. It's matir misukah mishum dofen. That works as a wall. Ah, but don't we need 7 tvachim for the width of a wall? So mokim lo bepachas mishlosha tvachim samach ledofen. It's where it's within 3 tvachim of the adjacent wall, that's 4 tvachim, 3 tvachim of space, or less than 3 tvachim of space, you apply lavad, that's now considered 7 tefach wide wall. V'chapachas mishlosha samach ledofen, it's kelavad amim. So my kamash v'lam what's a chiddush here, ha-kamash milan, shi'ir meshach sukkah k'tana shiva. We saw a discussion in the beginning of the sekta, what is a small shir? Is it shiva b'shiva? Is it k'dei ruba rosho v'shulchano? So Gemara says, from this brisa, from this statement, we see that the shir of a sukkah must be 7 by 7 tvachim. So let's quickly recap.
Yeah, but this is clear that between the two of them has to be at least 7, which it's not that clear here.
What do you mean?
Meaning if he has 2.5 and 4.1, it's not kosher. It has to be between the two of them has to add up to 7.
No, it is 4.1 plus 2.9 gives
right.
you 7.
That's it.
Yeah.
It has to be between the two of them 7.
Exactly. So to recap what we did quickly, we started talking about today the schach with the bavli kalim, that they're no good, even though they're smaller than the shear of the cloth, but since it came from a clothing kli, it still remains puzzle. And then the Gemara said that so too of the machatzelos, if it started from a bigger machatzelos, even though now it's no longer usable, but since it came from a kli, it still remains puzzle. We had a machlokas about a sukkah made from a machatzelos gedola. According to Tanakama, machatzelos gedola is acceptable because that's made for schach, not made for lying down. But Rabbi Yelezer said even a larger machatzelos is still used for shchiva, has a chaloshem kli, and would be puzzle. We then discussed the case of the chodit begedish, that's only puzzle if there was never a schach in the first place. But if there was a chalal tefach over Shiva Tvachim, that's considered schach from the beginning, and all you did was make the inside cavity larger, that actually would be acceptable way of using the Chotet B'Kaddish. So then the Mishnah mentioned about lowering down the Tefanos, raising the Tefanos, so the Tanakhama said if there's 3 Tvachim or more below hanging, that's not good. Rabbi Yossi allowed for Mechita Tliya, so they're arguing about whether or not Mechita Tliya works by a sukkah or not. We introduced the same machlok as the Gabi Ervin, a machlok is whether Mechita Tliya works or not. Initially, the Gemara suggested they agree in both cases, but then the Gemara distinguished between the two. The Gemara said that by sukkah, maybe it's better because it's only mitzvah say, but Shabbos Rama Machmer, it's an itza deraisa. And the flip side, maybe sukkah, which is the sukkah is a deraisa, it's Rama Machmer, but Erech HaTzei is only a din derabanan. We have the mice and Tzipori that Rabbi Yossi allowed for Mechita Tliya. How could that be? Gemara says, no, that was his son, Rabbi Shmuel, by Rabbi Yossi. And then the case of the lavud, the mechatzelos, which is 4 tefachim high, lavud from the top, lavud in the bottom, you could apply lavud 2 times, and then the mechatzelos, 4 tefachim wide, you could apply lavud to the side, teaching us that the shear of a sukkah, the small shear, is that of 7 tefachim. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.